Good morning.
Morning. It's June.
It's June.
June rolling. It actually feels like June outside right now.
Yeah, it feels like summer now.
It does. The first Mayfly.
Yeah.
Landed yesterday.
The Mayflies. I actually have grown to love the Mayflies.
Because of what it signifies?
No, because I have a little boy and
you've developed a taste for them from running on the track.
No,
they're a delicacy.
He thinks they're super cute, and so now I can see it.
Looking at them up close, they are kind of cute in the face.
Yeah,
I thought they would be like very like praying mantis.
Yeah,
but they have a little bit of character to them. Their body's disgusting, but
there's a sound. There's like a voice that goes with praying mantis.
Yeah, yeah, from Space Ghost.
My son calls them derpy looking.
Derpy?
Derpy.
Like, derpy looking. Like
they have one brain cell. You know, God love them.
Yeah, they only live for...
like a day?
24 hours or something. Like their adult gestation is like 24 hours.
Like their food. They're made to be food.
They're made to be food. That's right.
So sad.
That's gross. So yeah, so it's June.
Happened since last drill.
You and I were away at a PA conference.
Yeah.
That was coming right off of the major announcement for the wing that our fighter mission is being reconstituted, which everyone knows now, but it's still, it's a huge deal. And you and I haven't had a chance to talk about it and kind of give the behind the scenes look at how that all went down.
We haven't, because it happened right before last drill.
It was an amazing week, an amazing announcement.
I remember we walked away from that thinking, wow, this was like a pinnacle.
It really was.
Military moment for us.
The production, unlike normal wing-wide productions, was out of our hands, essentially.
For public affairs, handling DV events is one of our major tasks.
Right.
And when the president comes, it's probably one of the easiest.
Right, because everything comes in.
Yeah,
they had
all of the White House staff, all of the Secret Service come in and dictate.
Right. A production company came in. And so I was just sort of there as a consultant.
Right.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, but we were very sure, you were very adamant that we were able to preserve a piece of the visit.
Oh, yes.
In immortality.
Yes. So the day that we recorded the tasing.
Right.
We rushed from there to go to a meeting with the White House staff and everybody here, the first meeting to start planning for the president's visit.
That's right.
And from that point on, we were just advocating the guest book be signed. After the event, after everybody's filtering out and leaving, we rushed to the green room to try and secure the book. And the Secret Service gentleman who was in there brought us the book.
Oh, you brought it. Okay.
We got it. You and I were in the back of the hangar. We opened it.
Right.
We're like, oh, we got to see this. We got to see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right there. Typically, our high-level DV visits are limited to stepping off the plane, getting in the limo, and leaving base. So this is the first time here that, since I've been at Selfridge that we heard hail to the chief. Since you and I have been at the wing, we had President Trump before. We had President Biden. We had Vice President Pence. We had Vice President Harris. This was the first visit. So it's a big deal. And my favorite part of the day was the reaction when he made the announcement, because you could tell there were people in the crowd that didn't know what the announcement was going to be. And it was like a shocking moment.
Yeah.
And there's a few, and here's the clip right here of him making the announcement without the audio. You could see the look coming across some people's faces like, what?
Yeah.
And that was a cathartic moment.
Yeah.
Then we went right into a drill weekend. We went right into May drill, and our tag, along with our wing commander, had town halls. So all of you probably attended one of those sessions. And then throughout the month, it was, posturing for upcoming deployments. And then we had a holiday weekend, and the wing normally participates, just as we did this year, in various Memorial Day events around the area. So it wasn't just our top three speaking. We actually had...
we had quite a few folks go out into the community and speak on behalf of the Air Force and Selfridge.
Right. It's senior NCOs, CGOs, really just an array of folks going out to the various towns, parades, and you know, paying homage. What's happening this drill? What's going on?
Well, I think drill is focused a lot on doing the training and preparing for getting all of the airmen going out the door on the various deployments we have this year.
That's right. Focusing on MOBAGs, LRS, both passengers and equipment, getting them out the door.
Also, we've been working with Military Family Readiness, who have been spending the better part of the last year working to improve the way that they communicate information to members of the wing and at Selfridge. And right now with deployments coming up, there's obviously a lot of deployment resources and family resources that they want to share and get out to everyone. So we've been working to help improve the information that they have available through the app and the website. Okay. So go ahead. We're really proud of it. Check it out and feel free to give us your feedback if there's anything that you want to see more of on that website. And the link is right here.
And that's a huge part of the deployment process for the wing, especially when things don't go as scheduled, giving families the peace of mind that, you know, they're taken care of here on this end and that their spouse or parent is also going to be taken care of on the other side.
Right. When we're getting people out the door and getting them back home from not only deployments, but large scale exercises, TDYs, all that, I feel like we don't give enough praise to the folks who work at medical.
That's right.
Because they're there to see us off. They're there to give us the late night pre-deployment briefings to tell us what to beware of, what plants to avoid, what animals to avoid, and all those tips. But then I remember when we came back from Air Defender in 23.
We landed at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
And Sergeant Faulkner and Sergeant Salazar are standing there like, welcome home.
They were there like, to take our blood because we had to do the blood draw
right.
for being out of country for over 30 days. So they are always on it. They're always right. there. You guys are awesome. Thank you for taking care of us.
Absolutely.
Going back a little bit, during COVID, we did the Michigan Strong flyover.
Right.
And you and I both needed medical help.
Yes, we did.
We flew in the boom pod over Michigan
right.
for like 2 or 3 hours. And we were dealing with the motion sickness.
We were like the shade of green, I think, down in there.
Yeah. And Dr. Ramos came out. And
yeah, he was with us.
He checked on us.
He did.
And that's a thing. They have to fly on the flights.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember when we came back and, because that was a training mission, they did like 8 touch and goes.
Yes.
And you see that, and it looks fairly simple.
Yes.
But you don't, when you're a passenger, a part of that, and you're in the back, and then it's just like,
yeah, there's a lot of inertia.
And you do it over again. I think on the fourth time, I like looked at you. I'm like, I can't take this anymore. Yeah, and, like, we did 3 more, and
we didn't. Nobody threw up, and we lived to tell the
tale. You didn't take Dramamine, and you didn't throw up. I give you a lot of credit for that. I had like 3 Dramamine in my system, and I was like, and so, yeah.
Oh man,
good times.
Got that strong stomach.
Yeah. So along with all of that, you know, deployment business, we'll also, of course, be our, you know, ready airmen training for later deployments coming on during and after the summer. And yeah, just generally, you know, being ready for the fight. So then moving beyond this drill weekend, the Site Activation Task Force, SATAF, is going to be visiting. And what's their purpose? What is it that they're going
to
be doing?
According to my notes, SATAF is going to come in to have the initial conversations with us about how we can support the arrival of the F-15EX when that happens in a few years. And they're just going to be focusing on infrastructure, personnel, training, and, you know, just all the general things we need to do to get prepared for that alongside the KC-46 Pegasus transition. So we have a lot. We are still we're going to continue to be a unicorn in the Air National Guard.
That's right. Speaking of, have you seen the progress of the new hangar? It's like really coming together pretty cool. It's taking shape now.
Hangar 5? Oh, the super.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, it looks really cool. And here's a photo of like its current progress. It's wow. coming together. Like yeah. it was a skeleton for months now, and now it's starting to take shape.
Wow.
It's so cool.
You know, I noticed too, like the last time we were at Alpina, they're building a massive hangar also.
Their hangar is enormous.
And it's
like,
funny.
It looks like a stadium.
I think it looks bigger there just because it's bigger than everything else on right. the flight line. And if you're used to staying in those buildings right next to the flight line, it just is towering over.
It's so big.
It's crazy. I heard a rumor that you're going to be the MC for the 2025 passenger review at Camp Grayling.
That's right.
And that's coming up in a couple weeks.
It is
a week.
It is no rumor. It's next week. Yes.
Ooh.
Oof. That's a big audience.
So how do you feel? Are you nervous?
Fine.
Yeah, you're ready.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I will be schwitzing like crazy in the Grayling humidity.
Schwitzing.
But no, it's going to be a cool event. It's always really cool to see the entire Michigan National Guard.
Yeah.
Like in formation. Oh. And then they do the parade. And then the governor will speak. The tag will speak. And the day before, they're actually going to have a professional development offering for members of the 127th that are going to attend the pass and review. So it's like you get a 2-day TDY out of it. I don't know if they're still taking volunteers for it or not, but
I know they were pushing for full participation.
Yes, so as many as possible.
As many as possible, because we really are usually underrepresented.
Right. So it'll be all right. Yeah, it'll be good.
It'll be great.
So that's happening. And then we're back here in August.
Yeah, we have July off.
We have July off.
As we tend to.
Usually.
Yeah.
So we'll be back at drill in August. And then September, we have our CRY. What does CRY stand for again?
Well, I will tell you after I just throw in there that right after August drill is Northern Strike.
That is right.
Yeah. So 2 weeks right butted up against August drill up in Northern Michigan, NADWIC, mm-hmm. Camp Grayling, Alpina, CRTC. Be hosting all the things.
I will be here supporting you from home station for that. Because I'll be
I'll be there for a few days.
Yeah,
And then CRY.
And then CRY
with the September.
What
drill.
Does that stand for?
Combat Readiness Inspection.
Ooh.
Used to be the ORI, now known as the CRI.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've done several ORIs.
We have
typically in Alpena. This one will be here at home station, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. So what? It'll be a 3-day drill, 12, 13, and 14 September.
Right. So a lot of training coming up.
Lots of training.
Lots of training. So if you're not deploying in the next 4 months, you're going to be training, which is good.
You're going to be training for deployment, which is what we always do, right?
That's the point, right?
We stand ready.
We stand ready. All right. Have a great drill.
Have a good one. Enjoy. Thanks. Be safe.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, good morning, 127th Wing, and welcome to June drill. I'm coming to you today from our 127th Wing CATM range, where readiness is measured in precision, confidence, and lethality. Weapons training isn't just a box we check before deploying. It's a core competency for every airman. And we are all warfighters first, and that means being proficient with the tools of the fight. I do want to encourage all of you to read the INDS if you haven't already, because the Air National Guard and Selfridge will play a huge role in our national defense. It focuses on defending the homeland, deterring China, and strengthening alliances. And these core strategic objectives align with our wing's priorities to make sure we stand ready to answer the call. So I'd like to start this month's update with a summary of May drill and our town halls with Major General Rogers. We are officially moving forward to accelerate our conversion, and we will need everyone's help to be successful. The President announced that the 127th Wing will receive 21 F-15 EX Eagle II aircraft starting in 2028, ensuring the recapitalization of our fighter mission right here at Selfridge. This is a monumental win, not just for Michigan, but for the nation. It validates the strategic value of Selfridge and the outstanding reputation of our airmen and the enduring commitment of the Michigan National Guard to defend this country. The F-15EX brings unmatched capability in range, weapons load, survivability, and readiness for near-peer competition. This recapitalization secures our future for decades to come. The transition plan is already underway, and this is a whole wing effort. Training, infrastructure, maintenance, operations, it will touch every corner of our organization. and 3 years is a very aggressive timeline to be ready to receive our first aircraft. And the fighter recap is not the only exciting change coming to the 127th Wing. To support our evolving missions and enhance coordination across all functions, the 127th Wing will follow Air Force guidance and implement the A-Staff structure. This will create functional directorates that allow for clearer lines of responsibilities, remove stovepipes, improve communication, and enable agile planning and execution across the entire wing. You'll start seeing this reflected in how we organize meetings, taskings, and operations. It is a culture shift that will make us more efficient and decisive as a wing. So in addition to the A-Staff, our wing will also be adopting the Deployable Combat Wing, Combat Generation Wing, and Air Base Wing organizational structures. The intent is to create units of action that deploy together and are interoperable with the active duty so we can efficiently engage in the high-end fight. The DCW concept allows Selfridge to train together and forward deploy as a wing to make Selfridge an elite fighting force when operating from austere environments in theater. I'm excited to implement this new org structure, and I know Selfridge is ready. So Selfridge routinely proves that you're capable of meeting any challenge, anytime, anywhere. Our ability to pivot quickly while maintaining mission effectiveness and ensuring our airmen are taken care of speaks volumes about your flexibility and commitment. Executing a rapid mobilization is no small feat and is a demonstration of our wing's combat readiness, planning, and professionalism, but it requires all of us working together as one team. So to all of our families, employers, thank you for your support. We cannot succeed at our complex missions without you. The Wing has once again shown what it means to be mission ready, and I have complete trust in your professionalism, training, and your drive. So as we move into June drill and beyond, our ops tempo remains high because our missions are so important. So during drill, airmen across the wing will continue to accomplish ready airmen training. Then, next week, we welcome a key milestone in our conversion journey, the arrival of the Site Activation Task Force, or SATAF. The SATAF is part of the planning and assessment phase to support the arrival of the KC-46 and F-15EX. We will have visitors here from NGB, ACC, and AMC, and their job is to help us determine the infrastructure, personnel, and training needs as we transition. This is our chance to shape the future of Selfridge, so please engage and contribute to help build the flight line of the future. Your professionalism, your discipline, and your commitment to mission are what makes this wing combat ready and future focused. We will convert as a wing to the most advanced weapon systems in the Air Force, and we'll finish the A-10 and KC-135 missions strong. So let's stay locked in and make the most of every drill by leading with excellence, adapting to change, and staying ready. Thank you for everything that you do. As summer begins, please stay safe, take care of each other, and continue building strong teams. And remember, together, we stand ready to answer the call.
Secretary of the Air Force Troy Mink testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee to outline the department's 2026 budget priorities and the growing challenges facing the service. This hearing marked Mink's first appearance before the committee in his role as secretary.
We simultaneously face personnel and platform challenges affecting our immediate readiness. We must balance our requirements to generate readiness and project power today with the imperative to rebuild our military and develop capabilities so that we can continue deterring our adversaries tomorrow.
The EA-37B completed its first training sortie at Davis-Montham Air Force Base, Arizona, marking a major milestone in its replacement of the legacy EC-130H. The EA-37B is a wide-area airborne electromagnetic attack weapon system that uses a heavily modified version of the Gulfstream G550 airframe, serving as a more modern and cost-effective commercial derivative aircraft. The aircraft employs offensive counter-information and electromagnetic attack capabilities to support U.S. and coalition tactical air, surface, and special operations forces, ensuring joint force military advantage in electromagnetic battle space. More than 500 military personnel from across the Air Force, Joint Services, NATO allies, and operational mission partners mobilized at Robins Air Force Base, Georgia for the 2025 XCOM Roundup. XCOM Roundup is designed to strengthen expeditionary communications capabilities in contested environments and deliberately introduces simulated threats to stress test and enhance participants' abilities to function under denied, disrupted, and limited communication conditions. This effort strengthens information specialist capabilities, evolving their expertise to detect and neutralize enemy attempts to control the communication battle space. That's your look around the Air Force. I'm Staff Sergeant Catherine Winchell.
Due to the current ops tempo, the 127th Rising Six Council has moved its previously scheduled burger burn to a later date. We'll be sure to get that information out to you as soon as it becomes available. However, the Council is currently looking for volunteers for the upcoming park cleanup, which will be taking place right here at Selfridge on July 27th from 0730 to 1130. For more information, please contact Technical Sergeant Angelo Riona. Speaking of ops tempo, there will be an all-call for members of this fall's XAB deployment happening on Saturday from 1400 to 1500 at the dining facility. All members scheduled for that deployment are asked to be in attendance, as Lieutenant Colonel Frank will be sharing some very useful information. The meeting will open up to Q&A, so make sure you bring plenty of questions as well as an open mind. As mentioned earlier in the podcast, next week will be the Michigan National Guard Pass and Review Ceremony, taking place at Camp Grayling on Friday. If you're still interested in attending that and the professional development event happening on Thursday, please work the request through your chain of command. There is not much time, but maximum participation is requested. Also in the realm of professional development, there will be a two-day Our Community Serves course being held at the Hyatt Place Hotel in Utica, Michigan on August 4th and 5th. If you are an alumni of Our Community Listens, this course offers opportunities in self-reflection, personal practice, and tangible takeaways that you can bring back to your organization. Please locate the all-users email sent out on June 5th and go to the QR code to register. And that is all I have for this month's Road to Drill podcast. Remember, you can view and listen to all of our 127th Wing products by going to our link tree at linktr.ee/127thwing. For the 127th Public Affairs Office, I am Technical Sergeant Drew Schumann. Have a great drill and a fantastic June.